Kat, one for you. Sarah Turnbull says, "Hi, Chris et al. Love the show. Been meaning to write for a little while with this question. I heard a scientist make a comment that human beings could not survive for more than 3 months on raw food alone. I'm pretty sure it was Steve Jones. He made it as an offhand remark about us evolving an external stomach for digestion known as the frying pan." Kat, what do you think?
Well, it's an interesting one because human beings have evolved to digest food as we've evolved the use of cookery. So from the development of fire, as humans have evolved, we've evolved cooking skills along with that. It is possible to survive on a raw food diet, but there are some health risks associated with it. Now, some of the studies that have been done of people who have lived on raw food diets for a long time have shown that they tend to be underweight. So there's a risk of actually just not getting enough calories in you. There's also, particularly for women, there's a risk of osteoporosis and not getting enough minerals to make healthy bones, minerals and vitamins. So that's also a problem. Again, with women, they can have no periods or irregular periods. So that can be a problem. And there's a big risk, actually, of food poisoning, because if you're not cooking food, one of the most important things that cooking something does is gets rid of the bacteria in it. So there is an increased risk of things like gastroenteritis and food poisoning from eating a lot of raw foods, particularly things like raw milk, but even salad vegetables. We know that things like E. coli outbreaks, they can be on salad vegetables and things like that.
But what about, I went to Lyon and had steak tartare a few years back. Very nice it was too. That's just raw meat, isn't it? But it's still meat. I don't think there's any benefit from cooking that apart from the one you mentioned about the fact that you're going to kill any bugs in it. And what about people from Japan, for instance, who eat enormous amounts of raw fish?
Well, there's certainly a lot of raw foods that you can eat that will be perfectly good for you. Some of the people who go for raw food diets are also vegetarians. So they'll say, well, I don't want to eat anything from animals or even vegan, which is really tough, I should imagine.
I don't want to eat a vegan.
No, don't want to eat anything from animals at all. So they would be vegans. Eating vegan, if they're raw, that would be part of a raw food diet, I'm sure. But yeah, you can eat some raw meats. You can certainly eat raw fish and obviously all fruits, nuts, grains, vegetables, all of these kinds of things. If you eat them raw, then that will be part of a raw food diet. But there are some health risks attached to it. But people can certainly survive on it, yes.
I don't know whether the original quote might have actually been meaning if people lived on a normal diet, they wouldn't, and didn't cook it, they wouldn't last for 3 months, because I guess you need high quality food and you've got to eat more of it.
I think you do have to think quite hard about it if you're going to take up a diet like that.
So we're giving this the official, are we? Are we saying it probably is more myth than fact?
I think you can definitely survive on a raw food diet as long as it's the right kind of raw food diet.
Super.